August 5th, Jesus says, I have prepared you to meditate on my glory. Tomorrow the church celebrates it. But I want my little John to see it in its truth to understand it better. I do not choose you, only to know the sadness of your master and his sorrows. Those able to remain with me in pain must share with me in joy. I want you, before your Jesus, who shows himself to you, to have the same sentiments of humility and repentance as my apostles. Never pride. You would be punished by losing me. Constant remembrance of who I am and who you are. Constant awareness of your faults and my perfection, in order to have a heart washed by contrition. But at the same time great trust in me. I said, do not fear. Rise up. Let us go. Let us go among men, because I have come to be with them. Be holy, strong, and faithful through the memory of this hour. I say this to you as well, and to all my beloved ones among men, those who possess me in a special way. Have no fear of me. I show myself to elevate you, not to burn you to ashes. Rise up. Let the joy of the gift give you vigor, and not dull you in the sober of quietism, in thinking you are already saved, because I have shown you heaven. Let us go together among men. I have invited you to superhuman works with superhuman visions and lessons, so that you can be of greater help to me. I associate you with my work. But I have known, and know no rest. For evil never rests, and good must always be active to cancel out the work of the enemy as much as possible. We shall rest when the time is fulfilled. One must now proceed tirelessly, work constantly, and consume oneself indefatigably for the harvest of God. Let continuous contact with me sanctify you, my ongoing teaching fortify you, and my special love make you faithful in the face of every trap. Do not be like the rabbis of old, who taught revelation, and then did not believe in it to the point of not recognizing the signs of the times and the messengers of God. Recognize the forerunners of Christ and his second coming, for the forces of the Antichrist are marching, and, while reserving the measure I have imposed on myself, for I know you drink in certain truths, not out of a supernatural spirit, but with the thirst of human curiosity, I tell you in truth, that what many will think is a victory over the Antichrist, the peace which is now near, will be only a pause, to give the enemy of Christ time to recover his strength, heal his wounds, and gather together his army for a crueler battle. You that are the voices of your Jesus, the faithful and truthful one who judges, and combats with justice, and will be the victor over the beast and his servants and prophets, recognize your good and always follow him. Let no deceitful appearance seduce you, and no persecution terrify you. Let your voice say my words. Let your lives be for this work. And if, on earth, you have the destiny common to Christ, his forerunner, and Elijah, a bloody destiny or one tormented by moral tortures, smile at your future, certain lot, which you will share with Christ, his forerunner and his prophet. The same in work, pain, and glory. Here, I am the teacher and example. There, I am the reward and king. To possess me will be your blessedness. It will be to forget pain. It will be whatever your revelation is still insufficient to make you understand, for the joy of the future life is too superior to the possibilities for imagining of the creature still joined to the flesh.